Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're reacting to the breaking news here that Amon-Ra St. Brown is back with the Detroit Lions, getting a contract extension. It is a whoa contract. 4 years, $120 million, $77 million guaranteed. First reported by Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. And look, I mean, I don't think anybody is anti-Amon-Ra. That is a ton of money. And when you sign a player to what could make him the highest paid wide receiver in the league for now, that is, you know, the kind of deal that you love having him back. I don't think there's nobody that's anti-Amon-Ra. But you wonder if this is going to cost him anything or anyone down the road. Cool. If they can afford it, there's no way they're signing Amon-Ra to a contract where they go, well, we got him, but now we can't afford Goff, right? You would have to think it's 0.0. Amon-Ra loves playing for Jared Goff. Jared Goff relies on and counts. He's his go-to guy.
Yep.
There's no way that they would sign one of them to a contract that would handcuff him to not being able to sign the other, correct?
Well, I'm not going to totally discount that. I think, you know, of the two, you got one guy who's younger and one guy who, you know, you can look at the chicken, the egg thing. Who makes who better? I think Amon-Ra can play with any quarterback that's out there. It's not to say that Goff can't play with any receiver that's out there, but mm-hmm. I think Amon-Ra might have the edge when it comes to that. So would I expect the Lions to extend Goff? I do. I do expect them to extend Goff. But they can't go crazy with the extension with Goff. And this is where I get nervous here, right? I'm not saying give Amon-Ra the money, sure. And I know the cap's going to go up, and that's fine. And this is the cost of doing business. And whether it's Jared Goff throwing a passes or, you know, quarterback question mark throwing a passes, he's going to catch him. But do you then commit $50 million a year to Goff and you have $80 million tied up in two guys?
I just can't imagine not bringing back Goff, but I also can't imagine now anybody that's contract is up saying I'll give you a hometown discount.
Well, I'll tell you this: I wouldn't expect Goff to come in at more than $50 million a year on an extension, even though he's probably worth it in an open market.
Well, I'd agree with you. I didn't expect Amon-Ra to get this,
but he did.
Yeah,
and so now does that mean that you can't give Goff more than?
I don't know. You can't.
And this is a
Kang, I want your take on this before we get to the phone calls. How you feel about it and the overall ramifications of this deal?
Well, I think it definitely affects the contracts of every other player on the team. Now, if you want to bring back Jared Goff, because Goff and ASB are hand-in-hand, like you're saying, Doug, they can do that, okay? They can pay him upwards of $50 million per year. That then trickles down to other guys on the team, though. Hutch, Sewell, Ali McNeil, you know what I mean? Like, that's where you start losing. Jonah Jackson, they wanted him to bring him back at one point, but then they realized we're not going to be close on numbers for whatever. You know, we're just not there. They had to move on. So this affects everyone on the team. I expect them to bring back Jared Goff or extend Jared Goff. But I think a guy like Aleem McNeil, he's got 1 year left. And the prices of defensive tackles are outrageous right now.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. So, Doug, what's your hit on a defensive tackles?
Yeah.
What's that probability?
And that's why I think the Lions are going to go get someone like aggressive, man. Maybe look at Newton, seriously, because they got to look at the future as well. So, yes, you got to bring back ASB. That's the market. That's the market for a player his caliber. But now how do you structure the rest of the roster?
Hit rate on defensive tackles is 40%. But what's crazy about this is, and it's one of the flaws in the data, is this data is accumulated by very specific team that drafted you, signed you to a second contract. If the Lions don't re-sign Aleem McNeil, it's not because it wasn't a hit. It was because they can't afford him.
Right.
But defensive tackles in the last 20 drafts from 2000 to 2019, there were 60 taken in the first round, 24 re-signed with the team that drafted them. Wow. 248-539-9797. Show took a left turn. Let's go to Nathan. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Nathan.
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
We're doing good.
Good, yes. No, we're talking about, well, first of all, whoa is a good word for that. But we'll move on from that, because what I was calling about is one of my favorite sounds in sports, and it's local. So I'm a season ticket holder for the Flint Firebirds OHL team, right? So anytime somebody comes out of the penalty box from the other team, you know, they'll go, and the Sioux or whoever has returned to full strength, and the entire crowd at the same time yells, and they still suck. And it's just really fun. It's cool to, you know, that's one of my favorite sounds. When the entire crowd.
You respond when you hear somebody returns to full strength.
Well, at the opposite team, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
I was at a Michigan Bowling Green game back when I was young, high school, and Michigan was on a power play or killing a penalty, and some Bowling Green fan yelled out, "Hey, what's that smell?" And then they said Michigan at full strength, and I thought that was pretty clever.
That is.
So I've done that occasionally. But, yeah, no, I hear you. Thank you very much for the phone call, 248-539-9797. We go to Mike next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Mike? Oh, we lost Mike. Let's go to Terry. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Terry.
How you doing?
What's up?
I called about 3 weeks ago. I had this idea with golf. I love golf, but I see that we could have had a lot of value with him. I wanted to save our draft picks that we have. I knew we would get in this situation. I was told I was nonsensical. I just felt that we get a lot of value for him, and we'd be a better team that way. And I was just wondering what you guys think about that.
A better team? What way?
What way? What are you talking about?
You're saying trade Jared Goff?
Yeah. If we got two number ones and a number two like we did for Stafford. I mean, because I don't want to lose these players that we got. We've never been able to draft like this ever.
So you think you'd be better off without him? Okay, so who's the quarterback?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we've got a rookie there. He would have went number one. There's a good chance he would have went number one if he hadn't been hurt.
There's a good chance. He would have been a first-round pick for sure, but he also hasn't played a single down in the NFL, and you're willing to stake the reputation on it.
Well, I also know the draft capital that we would get for golf would solidify everything in our team other than – you're right, the quarterback. So we would be gambling in that sense. So I just trying to say,
gamble.
Weigh it. Is that a better gamble, or is losing some of these stars?
I would say this.
Probably lose.
For me, I want to take the chance of this team the next few years to win a Super Bowl championship, and that means Jared Goff at quarterback. That means, you know, it means trying to re-sign all the guys you can. All right, while you can. It may even put more impetus on this season, like to go all out this year to try to do it, because you know, if you're Brad Holmes, that you can't keep everybody. And at the end of the season, hopefully you're holding a Lombardi trophy in your hand, and then he can set it down and get to the unfortunate business of letting people know, by the way, we can't bring you back. It's cost prohibitive. But I think it puts impetus on this season. Win it.
I don't think I know it all. I don't believe that. I try to be as open as I can be to other ideas and different ways to look at things. I have no interest in my man's plan. None whatsoever. Like, 0.0. Let him get it out. There might be people that agree with him. No interest in his plan.
Well, I mean, you're torpedoing the season if you do that now.
Why torpedo a team that has Super Bowl aspirations because he's worried about signing guys down the road? I'm in favor of signing Goff to an extension. We can make the discussion, talk about franchising him and maybe even franchising him a second time to hang on to him for another 2 years and then hand it off to Hooker. I can't even believe it. I just said that. That, though, would have more merit than trading him now for draft picks because our guy's so good at drafting. That way we can keep more players when this team's trying to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No interest in that plan. With all respect to 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. Amon-Ra, set the market. 4 years, a reported $120 million will make him the highest paid receiver in the NFL.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.